Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two, we're kicking it off here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes from the political to the personal if you make the call. If you don't, then we get to talk about what we want to. And by the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, two sizes should fit pretty much everyone online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Manwich, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. So, for instance, if you're really fed up with this big government that we have and all the regulations and the licensing and the war on drugs and all the other garbage that it does, and you want to do something about it, I think that the Free State Project really is the best choice for you. FreeStateProject.org. In fact, we were talking with Rick a moment ago about regulation and licensing, and I wanted to just kind of touch on some of these things that our government does that really, seriously, keeps poor people poor. It keeps them at the very lowest level of the economic ladder, and it is really just insidious. Now, I don't know if when they passed new minimum wage hikes, or if when they originally passed the minimum wage law, or if when they passed all these controls on business, if they actually had any idea that it was going to affect poor people in a negative fashion. I don't know if it was done on purpose, but it is the unintended consequences, otherwise, of all of this this regulation. We'll touch on more of this information, but first let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Corey in Minnesota. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
You guys talked to Rick about business and regulations, and I just want to share a story with you.
Excellent.
Just recently, my father-in-law had an accident at work in California, and he fell off an 18-foot ladder and was unconscious for a few weeks and had, like, a collapsed lung, a torn or aorta, and broken bones and other
Yikes.
Problems. And so the owner of the company, he went out of his way. He, you know, contacted the family, including my wife, and gave them all the details. Flew them out from Minnesota to California, and they were out there for a few weeks, and, you know, they paid for it and everything. And the good news is he's making the recovery, you know, after 5 months and everything. But just this week I found out that OSHA, you know, the I don't know what they'd stand for again, but they
Occupational
just,
Safety and Health Hazard
Administration.
It's a big federal government regulation.
Yes. And they just sent a fine to the owner for of the company for $11,000 because the owner didn't report the accident within 24 hours.
And so, to OSHA?
From OSHA to the company.
But the owner was supposed to report to OSHA?
Yes, they were supposed to report it.
Hey, here's a question for you. Where does the $11,000 go anyway?
I don't know.
Well, I can pretty much bet it's not to the family.
It's not going to you guys.
Well, yeah. And so here's the point is that the owner, I think, did the right thing by contacting the family first and not OSHA.
Sure.
And so, I mean, and then get this, there's a second part to it. It took OSHA months just to go out to the accident scene to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all while the company is paying for rented equipment not to be touched.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I mean, and then they took their time, I wish I was there was a way that, you know, there's a way to fine OSHA, I guess, for not doing their job. I mean.
Not so much.
Not really.
I mean, there's nothing.
They're immune.
There's nothing you can do about it. I mean. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that there's so many laws that the government can really play gotcha. That's another just a huge regulation.
Of course.
And especially in a time of emergency that, you know, they can just do whatever they want.
Yeah, and who could possibly be expected to know what all of the OSHA regulations are, let alone the rest of the laws in America? It's
right.
Ludicrous.
Right. The other thing, too, is, I mean, just talking about how the government can just fine you. I mean, I was in a band, and we were in a practice space playing our instruments, and we got a knock on our door. And this was, we found out it was the police, and they just came in our door. We let them in, not knowing it was the police.
You didn't have to let them in.
We didn't know who it was.
You just opened the door.
We just opened the door, and here they came walking right in. And they said that they'd given us tickets for a noise violation in a practice space.
Even though we were indoors,
we were actually in a building that had other practice spaces in it.
So you weren't in a neighborhood or anything like that. Was it like an industrial warehouse area?
Yeah, industrial area in St. Paul.
Right.
And each of us received a $130 fine, and that's for four people for
Amazing.
Each of us. And they said that someone had the mayor's ear. And we didn't know anything about like why they were doing this, why we were targeted. And so we just up and left this place.
Likely some politically connected neighbor or something like that.
Right, and so I can't afford to go to court to fight this, so
sure.
I just paid it. And then I find out later that I had a misdemeanor.
Really? Jeez.
Yeah, on my record, just for that noise violation.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous. And so my point is that all of these things that we're just trying to live our lives, and it seems like we get tickets, we get, you know, fines, we get...
Yep. Oh, but you don't feel like protected, this. Corey, aren't you? You don't feel protected by our government to serve and protect.
Boy, I felt really safe when those police officers came in my building to give us a ticket for that when they could have been doing something else with their time.
Yeah, like going after, you know, violent criminals,
people
with murder and rape.
Right. I mean, if anything, that dirty, dungy part of St. Paul could have used a little music.
Thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So let's just talk about some of the ways that government helps keep poor people poor. Regulation is a huge topic. I mean, there's so many examples. Corey just gave us the OSHA part of regulation. But there's also health licensing and business licensing and occupational licensing. And
every kind of licensing you can imagine.
Right. And depending on the industry, I mean, some industries are regulated more so than others. Now,
you have to hire a bookkeeper. You have to have somebody who a bookkeeper just to handle the tax forms.
Right.
I mean, you have to hire all these people. It's like one guy can't do it all. He's got to lie.
Absolutely not. I can't imagine what I'd have to do if I'd have to pay taxes on this show, because I barely have time to do the things I need to do to get this show put together. Anyway, in regards to keeping poor people poor, licensing is a huge issue. As I pointed out before, let's say that you are a poor Hispanic person, man, which...
I am a poor Hispanic person, that's right.
You moved to this country to make a better life for yourself.
I have.
Which is why a lot of people come here. And you work hard, you've managed to stow away some money week after week to open up your own restaurant, your own Hispanic-themed restaurant. And it's been your life dream to run a restaurant. You never could have done it back in Mexico because of the police corruption or whatever, the fact that it's just terrible down there. But now here's your land of opportunity. Here's your chance. America, the land of the free,
mm-hmm.
the place where you could have your dreams come true, where you could be free to create wealth for yourself. Well, when you go to the strip mall owner and you say, hey, I'd like to rent one of these here spaces from you so I can open up my own Mexican restaurant. What's the strip mall owner going to say?
Okay.
He's going to say, well, in a free world, he'd say okay. But in today's world, he's worried about litigation. So he's going to say, well, do you have your health permit?
I don't know if he's that worried about it.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that he could be held too liable for that.
Well, I don't know what all the rules are, but I could only imagine that a strip mall owner could be held liable for allowing a unlicensed renter to perform business there. Anyway, at some point, this guy's going, let's just say the strip mall owner allows it. He allows the guy to open up his restaurant. At some point, the government's going to come in there.
Quickly.
Government agent is going to come in there and say, let's see, Mr. Manwich, Senor Manwich, do you have your health permit for this restaurant?
Okay.
Do you have your occupational license? Well, what's all that going to cost me? That's going to be about...
Mucho dinero, buddy.
Yeah. Seriously, probably thousands of dollars. I mean, I don't know. It depends on, again, it depends on the industry. It depends on the business. Again, some are more controlled than others. And then how about
minimum
wage?
That's the whole point. The restaurant, these restaurants all get together. That's where this licensing comes from.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want competition.
And it's not necessarily a racist thing. It just, again, happens to affect poor blacks and Hispanics the most. So, yeah, the restaurateurs in town, they get together and they say, all right, how many rules can we make to make it so these new restaurant owners have to jump through all these hoops before they can actually open their restaurant. Let's set the bar at $100,000 worth of regulation. If you can afford $100,000 worth of jumping through hoops, then you can go ahead and open up your own restaurant. They specify everything from the kind of stove you have to have. We'll come back with more. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live, but where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed along with other central banks to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live as always. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it 6 nights a week. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the voting thing going on. If you like what we do on the show, if you want to help us out, all it takes is a simple vote. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to go there this month, it's a once-a-month kind of a thing. That's all we ask. It takes you maybe a minute. All you need is an email address. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it's big assistance to us. We're number 2 in the world at podcastalley.com, thanks to those of you, the hundreds of you, that have gone to vote so far this month. And we were number 1 for a number of days this month. We could get back to number 1 if you go vote and tell your friends to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Right now we're talking about regulation. We're talking about how it is that the government keeps poor people poor. Why is it that poor people seem to just stay poor over time? Why is it that after generation, these people don't get themselves out of poverty? Is it because they don't want to? Well, in the case of welfare, that might be a factor. Like if you give people money for doing nothing,
then that kind of gets them hooked on the money, and it makes it so they don't want to go anywhere.
It steals their drive.
Right. That's one of the ways that welfare kind of really harms poor people, or excuse me, that the government harms poor people via welfare. But one of the biggest areas that people, I don't think people realize this, regulation, licensing, control on business is what keeps poor people poor big time. Because poor people want to make money, too.
Yes, they do.
They want to be successful. They'd love to have their own businesses. They'd love to stop working for somebody else and to go out and create a product and create a service and go out and live the American dream. But unfortunately, you have, for instance, licensing, which is usually created by those who are already in the industry. For instance, around here in Tampa Bay, the restaurant industry is very powerful. These long-time restaurant owners that have been here for decades, they don't want anybody else coming into the game.
They lobby for bureaucratic control over these things.
They actually are usually on the board of the people that make decisions as far as what regulations should be put. You know, what kind of stovetop you were talking about. Is it called a hood?
Well, it's a hood that goes over the stove and sucks all the airborne grease or whatever. Sucks it up there so it doesn't get all over everything.
So they mandate that you have a $50,000 hood installed. I mean, there's all kinds of
That's not out of the realm of possibility. That hood costs $50,000.
I'm not exaggerating.
And the
How can a poor person afford to open his own business with all these regulations? They can't. So they just stay poor, and they keep working for someone else their whole lives, and that's it.
And rather than a fire extinguisher placed conveniently by the stove, you've got to have this $50,000 fire extinguishing, thing that just, blows the whole kitchen shut down, too.
Oh, and, of course, let's also point out that the hood manufacturer and the $50,000 fire extinguisher manufacturer, all of these companies that create these industry products, lobby for these regulations because it's guaranteed business for them. It's amazing. So there's one big aspect. Another important one is the minimum wage and also zoning. Let's combine both of those two together. Let's again say that you're the poor Hispanic person.
See.
And you live in a bad section of town because that's where the rents are the cheapest. You're just trying to save enough money to make a good life for yourself.
Sure.
And you decide that, you've always wanted to cook for people. You've always loved cooking for people because it makes you feel good when somebody eats your food and they say, "Man, which that was the best enchilada I've ever eaten."
Everybody loves a good enchilada.
It makes you feel good on the inside. That's why a lot of cooks do what they do. Because they feel good about helping people eat something tasty. Anyway, so you decide, well, here's an easy way for you to make a little bit of extra money. You could open the door to your home and invite some of your neighbors in and tell them that, look, you guys are hardworking people too. Because, again, if you're in a lower-class neighborhood, most of the people there might be working construction, retail jobs, that sort of thing, low-paying jobs. You could say, look, I know that you don't have very much time in your day. Stop by my house after you're done with work, and I'll have a meal prepared for you. And it will be cheap, far cheaper than you could ever purchase it at a restaurant.
Enjoy our spicy chimichangas. They burn going in and coming out.
Nothing better than that. So basically, here's what I'm saying. You invite your neighbors to come in and eat at your house. That way they don't have to do the dishes. That way they don't have to set the table. They don't have to spend the time or the money doing the food thing. Seems like a good service, right?
Sure.
So you open your door to your neighbors and you invite them in and they come because, gosh, it is a good service and it's cheap. And, in fact, you offer to pay one of the neighbor kids who might be 12. You offer to pay the neighbor kid, $2 an hour to help out, maybe wash some dishes or whatever. You are violating so many laws by doing that.
That's your big,
so many regulations.
Big trouble.
You're violating all the health code regulations. You're violating zoning regulations by opening a business in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these regulations keep poor people poor. What's wrong with that? Why can't I be free to go to your house and eat dinner over there and pay you for the service?
If I don't think it's going to be healthy, I don't need to go.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, hello, Ian and Manwich, you sexy guys.
What's happening? Hey there.
I want to talk about government regulation versus watchdog groups. Now, I happen to work in the healthcare business. I've worked in hospitals for about the last 18 years.
Yes, very regulated.
And there's a group called JACO. Well, we call it JACO. It's J-C-A-H-O, Joint Commission Accreditation for Healthcare Organizations.
Okay.
And it is a private watchdog group that goes around the United States, and it's not a government group. It's consisted of doctors, nurses, and other ancillary healthcare workers that go around and inspect all sorts of things in hospitals and nursing homes and other healthcare organizations.
Do they grant the hospital like a seal of approval once they've done their inspection?
Exactly. And hospitals and nursing homes want DACO's approval.
Right.
Because
then they can show it off.
Call up and say, did you meet DACO's approval this year? Because if you didn't, I don't want to go into your healthcare facility.
Or better yet, they could just call JACO, and they'd be more likely to give an honest, an honest answer.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what you're talking about is voluntary certification.
Yes.
Which is the free market solution to all these things that we're talking about. Because if in the example, I mean, healthcare is so regulated, but let's go back to Manwich's home cooking example. Again, a lot of the government freaks out there, the big government freaks, will say, well, Manwich, he might be doing things unsterile. He might be endangering his customers. We don't know if he's washing his hands enough.
Yeah.
They could, you know, come up with all kinds of scary-sounding reasons why Manwich's business should be shut down. But as a consumer, I'm free to do all the investigation of the businesses that I patronize as I'd like. I can ask Manwich.
How will you do that?
Yeah,
and if OSHA puts up a little sign that says employees must wash hands before returning to work, nobody's making sure that they do. It's just a frickin' sign.
And how much did that sign cost, anyway?
It's photocopied.
Another example of a watchdog group is, okay, good housekeeping, seal of approval. Let's see,
Consumer Reports.
Underwriters Laboratories.
Yes, you see that on the bottom of virtually every decent appliance out there.
Energy Star on your air conditioners.
Yep.
Those are all private watchdog groups. They have nothing to do with the government.
You're right. Kayleen, great call. Anything else on your mind?
That was on my mind.
You rock, Kayleen.
Government regulation is crap.
Thank you.
And private watchdog groups are it.
Thanks for the call, Kayleen. 800-259-9231. And the reason why private groups work so much better is because it's totally voluntary. I, as a consumer, get to go to you, Manwich, and say, Manwich, I see you're offering this food here at your house. It's really affordable, but have you had any sort of certification? And you'd have to say, no. Or maybe you have. You know, maybe there would be some sort of home restaurant certification group out there.
There could be.
There very well could be, but it would only pop up if we actually had a free market where people would be free to open the businesses that they want to open, and then individuals would be free to go patronize the businesses they feel safe patronizing. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. Ian here with you. And Manwich, join us online at freetalklive.com. And check out the coolest new feature to our website. It's actually not actually on our website, but it's something that one of our listeners hooked us up with. It is called the Listener Map.
It's very cool.
And I just am just enamored with it. You can go to map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. And then all of a sudden you'll see a map of the United States, which is actually a map of the world if you zoom out. And there's these little pinpoints in the map. And you can click on the pinpoint, you can see the person's name there, and you can see their picture and what they have to say, and you can actually add yourself to the map as one of our listeners, and it's growing. I mean, it was at 25 people last night when we implemented it, and then now it's at like 80 people, and it's totally free, of course. So check it out, map.freetalklive.com. We want everybody who has internet access that listens to this show to go and spend a couple minutes there and plot yourself on the map.
It's fun, and there's little pictures of everybody,
yeah.
And they have a little saying.
Yep.
It's interesting to see all the pictures and the sayings.
And we actually read an email earlier tonight from somebody who found an old college buddy of his.
Yeah.
Just happened, like, they hadn't spoken in 15 years. He happened to notice that his old college buddy was on the map, like, you know, 20 minutes away from him.
But this is when there was only 25 people on the map.
Right.
Now there's 80.
Yeah, it's
go look for your old college buddy.
Yeah, right. At,
go look for your ex-girlfriend.
Map.freetalklive.com.
Don't look for her in Cape Coral, Florida, though.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
there's the guy in Cape Coral put some picture that might be considered at least PG-13.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we can't prevent them. I mean, you can put pretty much whatever picture you want up there. It doesn't necessarily have to be of yourself. It's not really checked. So map.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about things that keep poor people poor, specifically government, the things the government does. I mean, there are other things that the poor people themselves do to keep themselves poor, like excessive drinking, smoking a lot of cigarettes, having bad habits, that sort of thing. But beyond that, the government actually has all kinds of things in place to ensure that the lower class people stay that way. And we're talking about regulation, talking about licensing, zoning, minimum wage, all of those things are there. Whether or not they were intended to keep poor people poor, those are the results. In fact, we were talking about you, man, which as a Hispanic man, opening up your own restaurant in your own house, which of course violates every kind of zoning law, and maybe offering to pay little Johnny down the street $2 an hour. Johnny's only 12.
Little Pepe.
Right, $2 an hour to come in and help with the dishes. Are you abusing Johnny?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me hiring him.
What?
I throw enchiladas at him when he comes in the kitchen.
No. Are you, by the hiring aspect, Manwich, are you taking advantage of his youth?
No. Not in my opinion.
But some people would say that. Some
you know,
people...
I got a job when I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I worked illegally.
Right.
But so? I learned a great work ethic.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. I think kids should be able to work younger if their parents want them to and if they, you know, if they're free to do so. Anyway, in regards to this is, again, one way they actually prevent kids from learning responsibility. They prevent kids from learning how to handle money, for instance, at an early age, which I think is a critical thing for people to learn. So those are some ways, and here's some other ones. How about the war on drugs? You want to talk about keeping poor people poor? Well, gosh, if they already have a problem with drug abuse, let's make their problem worse by locking them in prison for 5 years.
I don't know if the war on drugs really affects... I mean, I suppose they enforce it more in the poor neighborhoods.
Yeah, they don't go into the gated neighborhoods and raid people's houses.
They don't, you're right.
They don't, and of course, there's nobody selling on the streets in the gated neighborhoods either.
So,
but people wouldn't, drugs wouldn't be sold on the street level. I mean, they wouldn't be sold by some guy standing on the corner if they were legal. You'd be able to go to the store and buy them. And so the war on drugs, the fact that it's being enforced against poor people mostly, is something else that keeps them poor. Because once you get into the jail system, then you're playing the jail game. And we actually talked about this earlier this week. The fact that probation is something that is designed to keep you in the system. Once you get out of jail for, let's say, you had a marijuana violation, they locked you up for a little while, they give you 2 years probation, they make it so easy for you to violate that probation, it's sick. I mean, you can be speeding 2 miles over the limit, violation of probation in some places, and you're back in for 5 more years. Great. Well, that's really going to help you create some wealth. Oh, and how about the fact that if somebody gets plucked off the streets?
By the way, I had a friend who worked in the criminal justice system,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to make it clear that that's not an exaggeration. There was a guy in there who was driving without his license, got his probation violated. Another guy was driving without his helmet on.
Oh, my God.
This was back when it was illegal to do that.
Well, the worst part is, beyond the fact that you're locking somebody in prison for just something stupid, but this person that you just took off the street and put into prison was likely someone who had a job, or maybe even has his own business. And you plucked that person who was creating a product or a service, you plucked that person off of the streets, and you're now preventing them from earning any income whatsoever, and you're taking them, putting them in a jail where we have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I and everybody else who's paying taxes in the area then has to pay $50,000 a year to keep that person in jail for his violation of probation for not wearing a helmet. Does that seem fair to us? Heck no. Anyway, this is a show about your calls. You can call in about anything, 800-259-9231. With that, we go to the phones and to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Jeff, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah. Listen, you guys are doing a great job and talking about the government, and I think freedom of speech is definitely being, less and less in this country.
Yeah, at least we still have some of it. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness. In any event, speaking about a watchdog group earlier, actually there's a watchdog group on U.S. government corruption and cover-ups that covers some of the issues you guys are talking about, and it's on the Internet. It's www.freewebs.com.
Oh, boy. Is this going to be a forward slash and a bunch of stuff?
No, just forward slash GOV websites. And
okay.
It's www.
All right, one's enough. You can post it on our bulletin board system, because otherwise they got to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
We can't let everybody come on here and just plug their favorite websites. You understand that, I'm sure.
Well, no, it's a great website. It covers several national issues, some of the issues right. You guys are talking about.
Well, if you go to our BBS at freetalklive.com, you can post it there, and then a whole bunch of people will be able to see it. Because you have to remember, even when you give a website address out on the air, most people are in their cars listening on the radio, so there's no way they could remember it or write it down.
And the BBS is free and has almost 1,000 people on it.
Yeah. So it will be seen there. Trust us on that. So what about this group? What do they exactly watch?
Well, basically, it's on U.S. government corruption and cover-ups, and one of the first national issues concerns the media. And I don't know if you guys are familiar. In 1948, the CIA began a secret project called Operation Mockingbird, in which the CIA media manipulation.
Huh.
And in 1975, the CIA actually admitted in Congress that they had over 400 journalists on the CIA payroll.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, they admitted all this in Congress.
Hmm.
And, of course, media corporations, they share members of the board of directors with a variety of other large corporations, including, like, banks, investment companies, oil companies, healthcare, pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
And until the 1980s, media systems were generally domestically owned, regulated and national in scope, but pressure from the IMF and World Bank and the U.S. government to deregulate and privatize the media communication resulted in what they call a commercial media system, which is dominated by a small number of super powerful transnational media.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that regulation, deregulation, ended up with more of a conglomerate kind of a control system. And I think that, to be more accurate, it's more like re-regulation. Whenever the government claims that it's deregulating, it's usually just changing the rules.
Right, and some of the media propaganda.
We're running low on time. Call us again sometime, though. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about deregulation, though. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We are here for you. If you make the call, you can bring up anything. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there for you. With literally over 950 users, over 56,000 posts, it's all free. And you can talk about anything there, of course. It's kind of like an online version of the show, except everybody gets to interact. Everybody has their own microphone, basically, with the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So check it out. So we actually had Jeff on from Denver a moment ago, and he was talking about deregulation of media in that... He suggested that, I guess it was in the mid-80s, they deregulated certain media, the government deregulated them, and then they kind of consolidated, and these big companies arose from the ashes of all of these little local companies.
I thought that was more like the mid-90s, but okay.
Whatever. Anyway, he said it happened in the past couple decades. And I think that to use the term deregulation there is not accurate. Because it's not really deregulation, it's just re-regulation. They just changed the rules. So the FCC, at one point, they loosened up the restriction on how many stations one particular company could own of radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And so Clear Channel came about as a result of that and just bought up stations all over the place. So, yes, okay, they removed one regulation, but that doesn't mean that there's less regulations total. They always create new regulations all the time to replace the old ones with. I mean, really, do you think that the FCC has less regulations on the books today than it did 20 years ago?
No.
No way in hell that that's possible. So, be more accurate. It's not deregulation, it's re-regulation. True deregulation
would be the abolishment of the FCC. True deregulation would be getting rid of that bureaucratic organization and just allowing industries to organize themselves on their own. That's deregulation.
Well, if you decelerate, you go slower.
Right.
So if you're going 55 and you go 54, then that's accurate. So deregulating could mean taking away of some regulations.
It could.
And if that, if you took away the regulation without adding more regulations...
That would be deregulation as well.
That you could own, you know, fewer and more stations. Mm-hmm. That's accurately called deregulation. Now,
only if there are not more regulations added.
I don't know what they did.
Only if there aren't ever more regulations added, and you can guarantee the next week they were adding more regulations. They're always adding more regulations. That's what they do. They're lawmakers. They make regulations. They make controls to put on people. Anyway, 800-259-9231. To Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I really didn't want to talk about the Jewish world conspiracy.
Oh, thank goodness. I was...
a little joke there.
Okay, well, but that's what it said on the call screen.
Yeah, right? I know. I've been bouncing around this idea in my head for the past couple of years. Wouldn't it be a good idea to abolish the presidency?
Can you back that up? Exactly, what do you mean?
The office of the presidency seems to me to not have a really good purpose and leads to a good possibility of fascism, a hardcore fascism. He has direct control over, he's the commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
Right.
And the commanders of armed forces are just the generals.
Okay.
You know, you have generals, but you have this one guy who is the most powerful, you know, he's like over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to me that the idea of just having a Congress and a Supreme Court and eliminating this is...
You think the third check and balance is unnecessary?
Yeah, to me it seems like it's an unnecessary thing, and it leads to this kind of a cult of personality that develops around the presidency.
Yeah, the power of the presidency has certainly gone far beyond what the Founding Fathers had intended it to. I don't see a problem with getting rid of it personally.
Do you think you could get rid of the presidency and then replace it with, say, the cabinet positions? You know, like the president wouldn't exist at the top of it, but the cabinet positions would, and then they would each be in charge of their, you know, agriculture and all that kind of thing. Is that what you're just kind of saying?
Well, I'm just talking about getting rid of the office of the presidency.
Ian wants to get rid of government entirely.
Oh,
so.
Well.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about a step in the direction of. I believe in a very bare bones federal government, of course, but a very, very bare bones that, you know, volunteer, basically.
More bare bones than the Constitution would allow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for a volunteer, you know, Supreme Court. They shouldn't even be paid up there, you know.
That's how I feel it should be. I think all government should be voluntary. I think that if you think that your representative is doing a good job, then you should cut them a check.
Right.
But until then, they should have to work for their money.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about this, you know, the presidency, you know, here he can just send people off, die, and he doesn't really have to have anyone's permission.
Well, now the reason why he can do that is because the Congress is a bunch of mealy mouth wimps. I mean, they don't do anything. They could stand up and say, "What are you doing? This is we're going to censure you. We're going to call for your just ejection from office." But Congress just sort of says, well, "Okay, you can do whatever you want there, boss man."
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, the president is kind of looked upon as this, you know, he's the great, you know,
authority,
a king role going on. It's
inappropriate for this country, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely, and that's why I feel like maybe just the elimination of that office.
I think we're a few years away from happening, of course. But
it's just an idea I was throwing out there.
It is an interesting one. Thank you for the call, man.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, man. 800-259-9231. You're kind of silent about this, man. How do you feel about that?
You know, I don't... It doesn't make much sense. You know, we have a constitution in place. I like the idea of
but no one's paying attention to it.
It's true. but if, you know... You
because
can say,
failed. You can, failed it.
You can say, let's return to the constitution, and it has force to it.
Uh-huh.
If you say, hey, let's write a new one... you're just a voice crying wilderness.
I don't want to write a new one. I'd just like to return to this one.
He's just saying it was an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting. I think that we should return to this particular constitution and then figure out ways we can cut the government back even further. It's Free Talk Live.
you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a trust, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but if you sneak your call in, we might be able to get you on. It's Ian here with you.
And then what?
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All kinds of free stuff there for you. In fact, the entire website, on the house, archives, bulletin board system, live streaming. It's all for free. And it will continue to be for free, but we're asking for you to be a part of it monetarily, if you want to. Totally voluntary now. Amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to learn about our AMP program. Man, which, what is it?
AMP program is a program where we allow the listeners to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Because we're just a little show. We don't have a big old sales staff. We don't have a big promotion department or anything like that.
You know, and
just me and you and our co-hosts.
It is me and you and our very talented co-hosts.
Who are on during the week. You never hear them on Saturday.
Yeah, if it wasn't for our very talented co-hosts and you yourself, the show really wouldn't exist. And it's so large, you know, the website,
right,
and there's so many things to do on there. I don't contribute much, but it's fun to to watch you guys. But
for $3 a month, we can take that. We can take your $3 a month and turn it right back around into promoting this show, getting us on more stations, getting more internet listeners. And as I pointed out before, it's totally voluntary. So if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. You can still get everything for free at freetalklive.com.
And the money doesn't go to pay your salary or mine. Doesn't go towards either one of us.
Purely promotion.
All it goes for is advertising for the show.
And as an added bonus, we throw you some bones along the way as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have some goals that we want to reach with this AMP program. So once we reach 50% of our goal, we will cut 2 minutes per hour of commercials off of the show.
It's such a great deal because it's basically bringing wholesale cost commercials to the customer.
Yeah, and then once we reach our goal at 100% of our goal,
We'll cut another 2 minutes per hour of commercials out of the show. So with a, so it's a total reduction of 25% of our commercial time. We're serious about this. Amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. Two quick emails, ftl@freetalklive.com, to wrap the show up. Steven emails about Energy Star. He says, I just found your online program while waiting for Harry Brown's, which is an excellent show, by the way.
That is a great show.
He says, I'd like to correct a recent caller's notion that Energy Star is a private program. It may be voluntary, but it is part of the EPA, that egregiously unconstitutional creation of the Nixon administration. And then he goes and cites evidence, and he's absolutely right. It is a government program. However, at least it is a voluntary government program, so it does have that going for it. Although, again,
how long do you think it'll stay that way?
Well, it's been that way for a while. Anyway, going to Rance's email, because we were talking about how it is the government keeps poor people poor, and we went around a laundry list of them. If you missed that segment, you can always get the archives at freetalklive.com. But Rance suggests a real simple way. He says, it's amazing how the state lottery keeps poor people poor. Another state program that steals from the poor. Of course, it's voluntary. And people with money don't play the lottery.
You know, and in a free world, people would be able to run their own numbers.
Yes.
And that's exactly what it is, running numbers.
It's actually a monopoly.
And advertise it.
The state actually has a monopoly on lotteries.
They do.
Did you ever look at the odds on your scratch-off cards?
Yeah.
Look at the odds on the pick threes or whatever it is you have in your state. They're astronomical. If you could actually have legal gambling where people, you could open up your own Manwich's Lotto,
yep,
and you could offer really good odds,
yeah,
compared to the state.
1 in 14 million, I think it is, to win in the state, and that's not even the grand prize.
That is why gambling is made illegal, because the state doesn't want any competition.
And they say...
They cornered the market.
They say it's for education, but please...
Lies.
It's just a bunch of crap.
Lies. It's proven that that's a lie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all they're doing is taking the money that they would have spent on education, spending it someplace
that's
else.
That's right.
So
it's a big
go.
Scam.
Voluntary taxation.
Stop buying lotto tickets. Put that money in the bank and let it grow. All right.
Gamble online.
Hey, we're done for tonight. We'll be back Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Join us then. And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Have a great weekend.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.